tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome folk singer Karen Casey to Studio 8 this morning, a woman who's been touring her own songs and the songs of others for over 30 years. She's been all over the world. She's heading off again soon to Scotland and then the US. We're going to talk about women in folk and women in history and where those two meet in her work. But first, this is Blow Trumpets Blow.
There's a woman who sobs her heart out with her head against the door. For the man that's called to leave her, God of pity on the poor. And it's beat drums, beat drums, beat to the fall of many.
That was lovely, Karen. Come back over to me here. Listen, I know you've recorded a full orchestral version of that, but that stripped down version, it's especially lovely. Tell me about the song. Where did you get it?
Well, I became obsessed with the women of the rebellion, particularly actually during COVID. And in 2016, I was invited down to Limerick, to Doon, to commemorate my great-grandfather, Paddy Ryan, of the hotel. And I actually couldn't go. I was away on tour. And I started asking questions about Paddy. He was on the run. He was involved in the very heavily in the rebellion. He was also in Wormer Scrubs on hunger strike.
Wow.
And I didn't really, you know, I knew a little bit about this from my granny, who taught me how to sing. And then I started asking about his wife, Agnes. And I suppose I started researching her. She was an extraordinary woman. I didn't know anything about her and couldn't really find anything about her until around 2021, 22, when I found her pension application in the military archives. Yeah. And she was a Cumann na mBan member, had 12 children, ran the pub while Paddy was away, and she was just extraordinary. So it just got me thinking about, you know, women at that time. What were their lives like? And I was just very moved, I suppose, by finding out all that about her. I suppose it also explained my granny would be, she was married to a man in the army, and when she was cross with him, she'd sing the Legion of the Rearguard.
Good for her. Those women were amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about all she did, and she brought up 12 children.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And she, you know, she lost twins actually in 1916, and their eldest daughter died actually after they were put out. Their house was commandeered by the Black and Tans, and Brigine died. She was only 12. So I suppose the scars of that, you know, and passing that down generationally, I kind of dropped myself into the lives of various women, but particularly her. And because she was from Limerick, this led me to Kathleen Clark, who's the great patriot, who's an extraordinary woman that I did not know anything about. Mm. And her memoir is amazing. It was edited by Helen Litton, her grandniece. And it's really a beautiful book and a great history of Ireland. And she was extraordinary for her perseverance. She just kept going. And she, you know, she lost her husband, she lost her brother. And then she became the first mayor of Dublin, first female mayor of Dublin, and was just, you know, constantly advocating and, I suppose, protesting for social justice. She was actually a piano player.
As well?
Yeah, and she wanted to be a piano player, but her family were like, well, you won't make any money doing that. They were right. And she managed, her uncle kind of came home from Australia and helped the family, and he wanted her to be in the bakery business, and she said, no, I actually want to be in my own business. So she set up a drapery business, was very successful, and then met Tom Clark. The family weren't too impressed with that. And so they emigrated to the States, actually. And she, though, lost all her money on the train from Penn Station to Yonkers, and so they had to rebuild everything. So, you know, I was just really inspired by their perseverance, I suppose.
Extraordinary women. So the show you're going to be performing, Karen, The Women We Will Rise, tell me about that.
So this has songs and stories. I wrote two songs for Kathleen, and I wrote one song for Agnes. I wrote a song for the Countess, and I wrote a song for Elizabeth O'Farrell and Julia Grennan, two other amazing women. And actually, the Blow Trumpets Blow was, I found the words of a poem by Winifred Mabel Letts, who was an English woman who came over and nursed the First World War soldiers. And she wrote beautiful poetry and really dedicated her life, you know, to helping people. She was an extraordinary woman, ended up staying in Dublin. And so I suppose I've been trying to build up their stories and songs for them, trying to lift them out of the shadows and give them a bit of a voice. And I've loved the whole process. You know, it's good being a songwriter when you have one thing that's quite confined to do. You know, otherwise you can be sitting there all day going, Jesus, what am I doing?
But it's a fascinating marrying of history, I suppose, and music. And I mean, would you describe the show you're doing? Is it a song cycle? Is it a play? Is it a musical? Or is it all of those things?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixture. I've been really helped by Tom Creed, who directed it. And Niall Vallely has done beautiful videography and beautiful scenes and videos. And then I'm joined on stage by Niamh Dunn, the amazing Niamh, on voice and fiddle, and Sean O'Graham on guitar. And Niall has also done sound design, you know, and then there's beautiful lighting. So, you know, it's a big production. It's got very high production values. And then, yes, it does all flow seamlessly, I'm going to say, hopefully.
It will.
from one song to the story. My problem was really trying to condense it and trying to get as much in as I could, you know.
And of course, tell me about the US tour. You're all over there, Chicago, Ohio, New York, I think culminating in Celtic Junction for St. Paddy's Day weekend. Do you adapt what you do, and you've just been talking about it all there, for an American audience? I mean, what do they want and expect from your show?
I don't adapt, no. I'm myself. I mean, I suppose in a way, my main work, a lot of it has been in the States. I lived in New York for 8-9 years. So, you know, I've had a long relationship with people in the States. No, I sing my anti-war songs. I say what I have to say. I get a very warm welcome, actually, from a lot of the folkies in America. So I do the same thing.
How was it living in New York for 9 years? Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it.
Did you love it? Yeah. Such an exciting city.
I really loved it, yeah.
Was it always folk music for you? Or when you were younger, did you dabble in different forms, different types? Or was it always folk music you wanted to do?
Well, I kind of grew up with a kind of an eclectic background. I was like, I was in the group Kjol, singing in score. I was blessed really with Lupita Sheehan, my first class teacher, Mrs. Forn, Winnie Forn, who kind of decided that I was going to be a singer. She was very supportive.
What school was that?
In Ballyduff, Ballyduff Lower in Waterford.
Great. Shout out for them.
Yeah. And I suppose I was really supported by my parents and people saying, yeah, go on, sing away. And then I listened to a lot of folk, Mary Black, Maura O'Connell, Mary Coughlan, Christy, Andy Irvine, and I did, though, when I came to Dublin, I kind of went off. I found jazz. I absolutely love jazz. And that's really what brought me to New York. I wanted to be a jazz singer. And then when I got to New York, of course, everyone was saying, well, come and sing in the session. And then that just took off. I've been very lucky, really.
And you live in Cork now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's great music scene in Cork, though, isn't there?
Yeah. There really is. It's vibrant. There's a lot of folk clubs. Collins is brilliant. And we do have like the Opera House, the Everyman Theatre, where the, actually I should say that the project of Women We Will Rise is on in the Dríoch Theatre on the 23rd of January and the Everyman on the 1st of February. But yeah, so we have a wide variety of musics there. Yeah.
Do you still love what you do?
I do. I'm blessed. I love singing. I always feel better. Everybody should sing.
I agree. If they could.
Yeah. No, it's great. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. Everyone should sing.
In the shower when no one hears us. Well, listen, Karen Casey, thank you so much for being my guest this morning and thanks for coming in. And the Women We Will Rise, your show, is going to Glasgow on the 17th of January. Then you're in Dríoch, as you said, in Blanchardstown for Tradfest on the 23rd. And then the Everyman in Cork, the city you live in, on the 1st of February. All details on karencasey.com. And after that, you're heading off to the States. You're going to perform for us again, Karen. This is When the Swallow is on the Wind.
Thank you.
If I could bring you back to earth one more time, my love.